You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast. Through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence, we take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi mawala, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of Du'as That Became Quran. Du'as that were so awesome, so amazing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only recorded it in the Quran for us to recite as Quran, but also it became guidance for us on how to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's episode, we are going to be talking about du'a for a baby. Du'a for baby. So and there's actually multiple locations in the Quran where this shows up, but the one we're going to be talking about comes in Surah Ali Imran. And in Surah Ali Imran, there's the story of Maryam, which is a story of du'a for baby in its own right. But that's not what we're going to be talking about here. When Maryam alayhi salam, when she got a little older and she had, you know, a place where she'd worship Allah, and she had food come to her that was out of season. So when it would be summertime, she would have food that was only available in winter. When it's wintertime, she'd have food that was only of fruits and vegetables that are only available in summer. And then Zakariya alayhi salam asked her, "Anna laki hadha? Where did you get this from?" And then she responded, "Qalat huwa min indillah, inna Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab." So there's one point I want to start off with. So she said, "It's from Allah. Allah provides what He wishes without, you know, without account." In that situation, sometimes we hear stories. I like to do this where, you know, I tell people share du'a at times when you just know your du'a was answered, and that becomes a motivation and encouragement for somebody else. So you hear some amazing story about a brother, for example, that you know, was diagnosed with cancer, made du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, got married, got healed from cancer, got accepted, you know, overseas studies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered all these du'as. You feel motivated, excited, you want to make that dua too. So that happens to us. But did you know that it happens in the Quran too? Because when Zakariya alayhi salam saw that Maryam's dua was being answered, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hunalika da'a Zakariya Rabba." At that point, Zakariya then calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he can provide something that's out of season, then what about a baby that's out of season? That's a really, out of season, meaning that he was old, and وَمْرَأَتِ عَاقِرٍ, that she couldn't have children anymore and he was old, but yet he still made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِن لَّدُنكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. So he said, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah, provide for me مِن لَّدُنكَ, from you, ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً, righteous offspring." So he made dua for a righteous offspring. So there's two things that we want to see here, or we're looking at. Number one is that he made dua for something in the dunya. So he had this moment with, he saw Maryam alayhi salam and the situation, and he got excited. He made dua for something that was technically out of season for him, but he made dua for a child. And what I've noticed in my experience with students is that they find sometimes this reservation to make dua for something of the dunya. They'll think to themselves, "Well, you know, I feel comfortable asking for Jannah and protection from hellfire, but I don't feel comfortable asking for, you know, a nice car. I don't feel comfortable asking for a good house. I don't feel comfortable asking." Usually they do feel comfortable about education, but why not? As you see here in the dua, and this is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zakariya with his moment and the one dua that he made was dua for a righteous offspring, which is something of the dunya. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him that, but his son became a prophet in his old age. The other thing that we see here in this situation is Zakariya made the dua. And I've noticed when some people make dua, they kind of precede it with, "How is this possible? How could this be possible?" And then they stop making dua because they think in order to first make a dua, they have to first know, "How is it possible?" And I tell them, "Look, you're not making dua to yourself. You're not the one who is going to answer this." And not only do they think, "How is this possible?" They think, "How am I going to do this?" Like, look, why are you making dua if you think that you're the person who's going to be doing it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides. So Zakariya alayhi salam made this dua, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him the glad tidings that he would have a child, right? So al-malaika anallahu yubashshiruka bighulam, right? So Allah blesses you with a child. So here's his response. His response is, how is this possible? Which is really amazing that he didn't ask that question before he made the dua. He asked the question after. So once he got the glad tidings from the angels that he would be blessed with a child, that he said, "Anna yakunu li ghulamun wa qad balaghani al-kibaru wa imra'ati 'aqir," that how can I have a child even though I'm in such old age and my wife is barren? How can we have a child in this? So he doesn't understand how this can happen. He asked the angels. And so when we're looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plans, again, sometimes we want to know the step by step and then we will make dua. And here's the angel's response. Allah وَمْرَأَتِ قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. They said that this is what Allah does. He can do what He wishes. All He has to do is say, this is not in the verse but in other verses, kun, be, and that thing becomes what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. So when you're looking for the plan, that's your formula right there, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah can do whatever He wishes. كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records this story in the Quran so that we know, even if you're in a situation, so you're in a situation, for example, where you're making dua for a baby, maybe you're not married even, and how am I going to have a child? How will this happen? But don't let that hold you back from making dua. Just like Zakariya alayhi salam, he didn't wait for, you know, the strategy first before he made dua. He made the dua first, and even when he told he would be getting what he made dua for, he still didn't understand the strategy, and the angels still didn't even explain the strategy to him. And now that I think about it, there's no explanation of the strategy in the Quran. It's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wishes to give, He will give. So there's one last point I want to share in this surah and this story, is that there is a lot of reflection in the story about dhikr and dua and salah. So for example, Maryam used to get her food when she was in the mihrab, which is her place of worship. Zakariya made dua, and then when the angels told him the glad tidings, وَهُوَ قَائِمًا يُصَلِّي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the angels came to him while he was standing praying. And so, and then when he asks for a sign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ, and وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا, and remember your Lord much. So you're doing dhikr, remember Allah, وَسَبِّحْ, and do tasbih in the mornings and in the afternoons. So that's after Fajr, after Asr. So you're so all of the story is surrounded. We're talking about like three verses. How many references were there to salah, ibadah, and whatnot, and what have you? I have 2 minutes left. Let me share with you this this one story. There was this guy who didn't have children. I read his blog post, if you will. And he said that he didn't have children for a long time, and he tried all these different, fertilization, and I don't know if that's what it's called, IVF. He went to all the doctors, went to all this, but him and his wife, they still didn't have babies. So one time, he was crossing the street and in Muslim country, and he was, this old man was blind, he was trying to cross the street. He asked permission, may I carry you and help you to the other side? The old man said, yes, please. So he crossed, he helped him over. When he got to the other side, this is in Saudi Arabia, the old man said to him, how many children do you have? And he felt kind of shy, and he told him, my wife and I, we don't have children. And then the old man said to him, don't forget to make dua in Qiyamul Layl. Don't forget to make dua in Tahajjud. Don't forget to make dua in Taraweeh, the night prayer. So the man came home to his wife, and he said, I found the solution. We're going to have a baby. And then she said, what is it? What hospital? What doctor? What medical treatment? What's the next thing? She was so excited. And then he said to her, we're going to pray Qiyamul Layl and make dua in Sajda. So she at first was like, oh, you mean we're just going to make dua? And then she realized, okay, you know what? This is the solution. So what they did is they just made a plan after that to make dua in Qiyam al-Layl, in their sajda prayers, to increase in their dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, become better people, come closer. وَسَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them and they gave them a child. And that's our time for today. Jazakallah khairan. I want to, you know, as I finish off here, I hope you enjoyed that and benefited from it. As we finish off here, we have a competition going on. I have a competition going on called the Dream Dua Competition, which is basically share with me a video of a time where you just know, where you just knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had answered your dua. Share with me a video or a picture with your story underneath and hashtag it Dream Dua. Just like you saw here, that just like you saw in this story here, that Zakariya was encouraged by Maryam's, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for her. We want to create a motivational hub where people can read stories of other people's manifested dua, and as we enter Ramadan, it can be a motivation for everybody to raise their game and raise the excitement and the energy they bring to making their du'as. We also, I mean, and the ajr and the motivation is enough. We also have a prize for the person who submits the best story, the best manifested dream du'a story. We've got a free ticket to Visionary Ramadan, and we got a free ticket for that same person to a live retreat after Ramadan with yours truly. So if you haven't submitted your dream dua story, I know everybody's got one, but you got to pull it out and you got to share it, inshallah ta'ala. If anything, to benefit others, and so that you can read also, just like you like to read those from other people, they as well would like to read yours. Jazakallah khair. Anybody got like a question or tell me how you guys are doing? How's everybody doing out there? Do you love my beautiful background here? I have parking lots. Okay, so asking for another dua, we'll talk about that later in another episode, inshallah, about Suleiman. Lubna says, love the lesson from these ayat. It's a taqwatic formula, dua plus tahajjud. Get closer to Allah. Absolutely. Not only that, like I said in the beginning, that Allah gives us these stories to teach us how to make dua, the things that we make dua for and how to do it and what's the environment. Rubina says, what if your dua is accepted but it's brought you much baggage? For instance, your dua is for having a child is finally accepted after so many years, but your child has disability. Or a parent making dua for a daughter's marriage, and when the dua is finally accepted and the daughter gets married, her in-laws are giving her a hard time. Generally speaking, when a person makes dua, so let's look at the life cycle. I don't think there comes a time in a person's life where they stop making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're not married, you're making dua for marriage. If you're married, you're making dua that Allah guides your husband and making dua for a baby. If you have a baby, you're making dua for the good health of the baby. If you're making dua after the baby gets older, you're making dua that they do good in their exams, and maybe you're being tested with that child as they get older. And then when they get married, you're making dua. So I think the problem is you're thinking that, hey, if I make dua once, then I will never have tests in my life. All tests have now come to an end. This dua was answered. Finish hoge. That's not like that. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who created life and death to test which of you is best in actions. So a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they continue to make dua throughout their lives. Life's test doesn't come to an end. The tests come to an end, inshallah ta'ala, when you enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and make me and all of us from Ahlul Jannah. Alright guys, we're done. Nada Khan says a lot of us can relate to this. Jazakallah khairan. Jazakallah khairan to all of you for taking the time to tune in with me. And please share your dream dua manifested. Just make a video or share a picture with your story and hashtag it Dream Dua, hashtag Dream Dua, and share it with me, inshallah ta'ala. I will be most thankful, and I will share it with others. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.